Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian is off this afternoon, as not off as in not working, but off as in working on other projects around the Civic Media Network here. So you are stuck with just Luke on the board today. Hopefully we'll be joined by Evan producing me a little bit later, but as for right now, we're flying a little solo. So we're going to take some tangents as well. Your calls, 844-967-2789. Phone lines are open all hour long. And you can join the conversation, share what's on your mind today. It is primary election day here in the state of Wisconsin. Polls opened at 7 a.m. this morning, open until 8 p.m. this evening. Once the polls close, there will be live coverage right here on this network. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison, Wisconsin. Broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side. You're also listening to the program on the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM on Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. That's 98.9 FM, 1230 AM. And locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, 97.5 FM, WFHR 1320 AM. Again, that phone number to call in is 844-967-2789. As I said, primary day in Wisconsin is today. Polls are open. If you've already been to the polls and want to share what number you were, around what time, if you saw enthusiasm, if there were a lot of people at the polls, if there weren't a lot of people at the polls, share your story, 844-967-2789. If you haven't registered to vote yet or have not been to your polling location to cast a ballot in today's partisan primary, there is still time to do so. Polls are open until 8 p.m. And Wisconsin does have same-day voter registration, so if you haven't registered and you're, say, at a new address or you just haven't voted before, go to myvote.wi.gov. You can learn all the information about where your polling place is, who is on your ballot, and what documents you need to bring with you to be able to register to vote. It's a really important primary. There's a contested race for the GOP gubernatorial race. That's probably the biggest race now after the last 2 weeks with the consolidation of the Democratic field for the U.S. Senate primary. The GOP gubernatorial race is what's on a lot of people's radar today. Finding out which of the two candidates, either former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish or construction businessman Tim Michaels, which of those two candidates will be going up against incumbent Governor Tony Evers this November. But there's a lot of other races on the radar as well, and so I'm going to go through a few of those. We're going to dive into a number of other Wisconsin headlines, and like I said, take your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. Is there a race that you're keeping a fairly close eye on and you want us to know about? Because I'm interested to know there as well. Outside of the statewide races for governor, for U.S. Senate, for lieutenant governor, for state treasurer, attorney general, and secretary of state, those are all statewide races that we will be definitely diving into with special election night coverage from 8 to 11 p.m. right here on Devil Radio, on the Shaw, on Bull Falls Radio, and possibly locally grown radio, but to be determined there. But we're going to be diving into those statewide races, but I'm going to be keeping a pretty close eye on the first congressional district race in Wisconsin as well. Some may say, why? There's not contested primaries in that congressional district. The first CD has one Republican and one Democrat running. Why would you be focused at all on that race today? I'm interested to see because, yes, the outcome of who will be on the ballot this November, already decided. We know that the one Republican and the one Democrat will both advance. But the first congressional district, for the first time in a while, is back in play for this November. So I'm going to be interested to keep an eye on where voters in southeastern Wisconsin are particularly geared up for heading to the polls. That district is currently represented by incumbent Congressman Brian Stile, a Republican. But because of the most recent census data, that district went from a comfortably Republican district, previously represented by one Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House. It went from being a comfortably Republican district to now only, as of 2020's election numbers, I believe plus one for Republicans. The former president Donald Trump won the district. If you took that same polling information from 2020 and applied it to the new district, only won it by 1 point. So seeing where both Republicans and Democrats are in that district, even though there's not competitive primaries, it will be interesting to see how many of each of those individuals turn out for those above-ticket races, where there are statewide races in the first congressional district. So that's going to be something that I'm definitely going to be keeping an eye on. I think all the polling data shows that it's going to be a pretty close race among the GOP gubernatorial primary. But there's going to be other close races as well. I believe that Wisconsin's third congressional district is going to be pretty heated. There are four candidates there vying to be the Democratic nominees, replacing incumbent Congressman Ron Kind, who is retiring from the U.S. House of Representatives after his current term. The presumptive Republican nominee in that district, Derek Van Orden, was on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. So it's going to be interesting to see which Democratic candidate is going to be going up against Derek Van Orden this November. But what are some of the races that you're keeping an eye on? Have you made a plan to vote? Have you already voted? You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. 844-967-2789. Share with me your plan to vote, or your voting story from this morning, or which races you're keeping an eye on here in the state of Wisconsin. Up first this afternoon, we're going to go to our friend Mark from Prairie du Sac calling in. Mark, what's on your mind? Have you already made it out to your polling location today, Mark?
Yeah, I went there right after 8 o'clock this morning, and there was a number of people there, and there's plenty of people checking people in for the various, for the various stations that are, that we have at there, for pre-registering people and for checking in, mm-hmm. checking our IDs when you go to vote, and I voted, and that, and there was a number of people there, and I was happy to see that. I didn't check what the number was. I don't know what my number was there. But I was happy to see there is, that it looks like there's some interest. And according to Gary of Sussex this morning, there's going to be all the Republicans are really agreed because Donald Trump was, treated the same way that any other person that was just served as a search warrant was done. Like the whole Fourth Amendment, read the Fourth Amendment, guys, and that they had to get a warrant, and that you don't get a warrant unless you have probable cause, and that whole thing. So apparently that's going to motivate the Republicans even more to get out and vote, to defend Donald Trump and the poor abused Donald Trump. So we don't know what the hell happened to all the documents that he took. That Tom Hartman had a real nice thumbnail sketches. Yeah, Trump may have returned the boxes, but we actually have records of everything that was in those boxes. So it's going to be interesting to see what was missing from those boxes and what they find there in Mar-a-Lago. So I wonder if they're willing to overlook if there's actually incriminating evidence that they did uncover that to see how that impacts people. But they'll probably just ignore it, and that that when you catch somebody like that, doing some mischief, because I did that when I was an auditor, auditing grants for the DNR, that when laws were ignored, that I had to call, that had to point that out, And it's just as sad that the rule of law apparently means not a whole hell of a lot to a lot of Republicans. And
well, it's interesting, Mark, because there are a few things that happened in these past 24 hours that I did not have on my bingo card. And one of those would be the Federal Bureau of Investigation going in 2022 and seizing formerly not like stolen. He removed the archive, the records from the White House illegally. That is an illegal act. They were supposed to go to the National Archives. The National Archives had requested them from the former president, from what it sounds like in the reporting, several times. They still wanted those records, and they took Trump to court, and a court issued the search warrant that was implemented yesterday afternoon / evening. And so I think it's kind of a galaxy brain take, you know, when you see those memes where it goes all the way down to the galaxy brain, to think that the FBI implementing a search warrant the day before a Republican primary in Wisconsin is going to lead to even more Republican turn. I don't quite understand, I guess, the logic that gets played into that. I don't know if that's necessarily that much more energizing for Republican voters in the state of Wisconsin. I can tell you that there was a lot of conservative outrage on social media last night, but also the outrage was, well, if this could happen to a former president, it could happen to you. And it's like, yeah, if you steal documents from the White House when you're leaving your term as president, you could be susceptible to having the FBI come and retrieve those records. So don't do that, I guess. I don't really understand. And we're going to get into that maybe a little bit more later in this show, Mark, but appreciate your call. You could be like Mark from Prairie du Sac. Give me a call, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. And no Brian this afternoon, but you on the phone lines. Gonna have Evan join me here shortly on the board. But I think it's interesting as well, besides, and I appreciate your election and voting day story, Mark. It's great to hear that you've already been out to the polls. I still am. I plan on going after work. I like to walk the dog in the afternoon, walk the dog to my polling place, and cast my ballot after work. And so I plan on doing that, but if you have an election day story you want to share, give me a call, send me a text, 844-967-2789. I think it's going to be pretty interesting what these results are, and somebody's already casting some doubt on them. You'll never guess who. I'm going to get more into that story next, as well as taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back.